Trump delivers commencement address at Coast Guard Academy. President Donald Trump delivered the 145th commencement address on Wednesday for the U.S. Coast Guard Academy at Cadet Memorial Field in New London, Connecticut, honoring 260 graduates. "It's a true honor to be here this magnificent day at one of the most prestigious military academies anywhere in the world, and I am thrilled to become the first president to ever give a second keynote address to this storied institution," Trump said, after a 21-gun salute greeted him upon his arrival on the stage. He last addressed the academy in 2017, with plans to speak again in 2028. "We're going to have to try it a third time, too, to keep that record intact," Trump said. The newly commissioned ensigns received Bachelor of Science degrees after completing 4 years of rigorous training and academic studies. The president said that the class represents the smartest minds, toughest athletes, and tenacious leaders. "You've been very strongly tested, and you have what it takes," Trump said. "You are America's first responders, the living bearers of America's first fleet. I could not be more proud of the great class of 2026. He called on the young officers to strive for greatness and prepare to implement his peace through strength agenda. "With your help, we are reasserting one of the most time-honored principles of our national security, that the American dominance and Western Hemisphere will not be threatened under any circumstance," Trump said. He also recognized the 49 Coast Guard Academy top scholars for their academic excellence. Continuing with a long-standing tradition, the Commander-in-Chief absolved all cadets under restriction for minor infractions, clearing their records before graduation. The President thanked the graduates for their commitments while commemorating former students for their efforts. He noted that Coast Guard missions saved 5,200 lives and rescued 19,000 individuals last year, and also supported the operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. "Today marks the culmination of 200 weeks of relentless hard work, perseverance, sacrifice, and growth," Coast Guard Academy Superintendent Rear Admiral Gregory C. Rothrock said during his opening remarks. "You have pushed through challenges that tested your limits, and you've emerged not just ready, but as exceptional leaders." Cadet Matthew Lanzalotta earned Distinguished Graduate Honors after receiving the highest scores in academics, physical fitness, and military performance. He recited the class motto, "We will find a way or make one," while addressing his classmates and their families. "We chose the motto because it was aspirational," Lanzalotta said. "And over the next 4 years, our relentless optimism and consistent drive enabled us to grow into the class that the motto challenges us to be." Secretary of Homeland Security Mark Wayne Mullen highlighted the Coast Guard's leading role in monitoring the seas, interdicting vessels flying illegal flags, and assisting with seizures and destruction of narcotics trafficking boats. "You are the 1% that will stand up and defend our freedoms and Constitution. You defend our homeland and our nation," he said. "Our Commander-in-Chief loves you for that." Acceptance into the Academy is deliberately difficult. Founded in 1876, the Academy has limited class sizes, and the school has a 7-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio. The class of 2026 began with an enrollment of 302 cadets in 2022. Tuition, valued at $500,000, is offered in exchange for service. Savannah Marie Rira, class president, presented Trump with a Coast Guard football helmet emblazoned with the number 47 as a gift. Security was tight, with layers of protection outside and inside the venue, and with bulletproof panels shielding the podium.